What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Fabricant 100 by Daisuke Nishima, Chapter 28, Judgment. This chapter came out on July 2nd, 2023, and it's a typical 19 pages long. Now, this chapter actually had some back and forth kind of with what was going on, and you know, some actual surprise to it. I thought I was just going to predict it was going to be kind of a typical chapter, and like I said, it surprised me a little bit. So, Ashibi, you know, they're both fine, Ayako, and Ashibi cuts himself to see if this Ayako's reaction, and you know, she's pretty much kind of like disgusted, turns away, not pleased to see it, and because Ashibi knows if it was a fabricant, that it will go crazy. So yeah, Ayako passes Ashibi's test. Kaguya, on the other hand, he immediately attacks, like you say, with, hey, keep to his word. But instead, he's attacked by a different fabricant. And now, here's a thing that I'm curious about is it a second fabricant, or is this fabricant able to make a doppelganger of itself? I'm not exactly sure what's going on. There might be two. We don't know for sure yet, because this chapter kind of goes by fast with all this stuff. But yeah, now this fabricant looks like Kaguya. There's also talk that the eyes give us like 8% of the information we take in. And I don't know, I guess it's more to just like talk about this fabricant's abilities and stuff, just more elaborate on them. But it really didn't add that much at this point. But I got a theory later I'm going to talk about. Ayako and Ashibi are still running along. Ayako's wondering why Ashibi didn't just use his badge instead of using his blood. And Ashibi was something like, you want to see her reaction. The badge, I guess, wouldn't be good enough. See her do something out of the ordinary, our character. Because if he had any doubt, he wouldn't be able to kill her. And then more talk about self-sacrificing, you know, Ayako not liking it. And I'm kind of just heard about the whole self-sacrifice. I know it's part of their like character, even though it's kind of just thrown in at a random point. But yeah, it's kind of been going on too long for me. And I don't know. And it still seems like Ashibi hasn't changed that much about it. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. But they keep going. They see a Kaguya in a room of cages. And Ashibi immediately senses something is off, because he doesn't immediately try to attack Ayako like he said he would. Instead, he embraces her. So Ashibi tells Ayako to use her badge, which is, you know, why Ayako brought the badge in the first place. So we're not confused at this point, because I completely forgot stuff about the badge. And it works. There's a little reaction, I guess. Not as big as you would think. And Ayako immediately tries to attack, but it's too slow and stabbed. Instead, by this fake Kaguya, just like what happened with Kaguya, too slow, getting stabbed, don't know exactly why that is. And 100 didn't do anything because she didn't want to hurt Ayako, or, you know, can't hurt people. So yeah, she just like, I'm not going to do anything. And that's it. That little cliffhanger, that's where we're left off on. And now we have to wonder, is Kaguya alive? Is Ayako alive? And are there two fabricants? I don't know. Because, I don't know. Is it a copy? Is this fabricant just able to change things? There's a lot. Now, to my theory of like the whole eye thing, Kaguya and Ayako have like enhanced eyes. They should be able to tell the difference from looking at them. Yeah, even if 80% of the information is through the eyes, there should be better. And I don't know, I feel like there's going to be some kind of twist or something, because Kaguya can't just die that easily. Ayako can't die that easily. This whole thing's been going too quick, and it's, I don't know, even now it's seeming bad, but there has to be some kind of good twist to it. And it reminds me a lot of like the, if you know the Get Backers, that series, and Gen, and he has like eye illusions, he can do his stuff. Maybe that's what they're doing. They're making themselves seem like they're dead or vulnerable, and this whole thing has been like a trap more of Ayako following through with this fabricant more than the fabricant actually trapping Ayako. Who knows? There could be some kind of twist, and it would make a lot of sense if there is, but I don't know, we'll just have to talk about it more. But real quick, the title, Judgment, I feel like it's kind of a weak title for this chapter. Like, yeah, they used their judgment of like they're judging to see if these are the real Ayako, or passing down judgment of what they're going to deal with them. I don't know, it's just like, yeah, you can make a case for it, but I feel like it's just kind of weak compared to other chapter names. But yeah, but let's talk more about all of this, my theories, whether they're alive, if there's two fabricants. You can leave comments, you can follow me on social media, The AC Stories, or email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord, a little group there. Man, you can find links to all that in the description. But if you like what I have to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter of Fabricant 100. Until next time, I'm The AC. Thank you so much, and bye.